The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may please have your seat. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're all welcome once again to another Wisdom Impartation Service. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I'm humbled to stand before the people of God this evening. I want to appreciate our Father in the Lord for this great opportunity that He has granted unto me to stand before the people of God and minister to God's people. Sir, we pray that God will bless you more and more and increase you on every side in the name of Jesus. Your anointing shall continually increase in the name of Jesus. I also want to appreciate Mama for her support. And I pray that God will bless you, Mom, and increase you on all sides in the name of Jesus. And to every one of us, I appreciate you all. And I want you to know that God loves you. Tell your neighbor, God loves you. If he or she is not answering, tell him again, I mean it, God loves you. You know why God? I know that God loves you is because you are here tonight. There are many people, not because God did not love them, but God loves you specially. And that is why He has brought you. There are many that wishes to be here tonight, but they are not. But God loves you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are still on our Open Door series. And tonight, the topic before us is secrets. Secrets of open doors. Secrets of open doors. I want us to know that for everything that a man does in life, for every achievement, there are secrets behind it. And for every door, there is always a key that can unlock that door. That key is the secret of that door. The key that can unlock that door is the secret to that door. That is the thing that can unlock that door. And I want us to know that every door always has something behind it. There's always something behind every door. And until you unlock the door, you cannot access that which is behind the door. So there are several blessings that are behind certain doors that needed to be unlocked. So we'll be looking at open doors. What are the secrets? God wants every child of His to enjoy open doors in every area of our life. God never wants any of His children or any of His own to operate under closed door or closed heavens. We all know there are doors all around us. That is a door. That's another door. We have doors all around us. I want you to know that you have doors to your house, doors to your bedroom, doors to your kitchen. Even doors, we have doors where we do the thing, where we and do the thing, closets or the restroom. We have doors to that, to those places. I don't know how to put it. As simple as the closet is, or your toilet is, there's a door. Now, if you are pressed, you are so much pressed, you want to use the closet, and you could not access it because the key that we unlock the door is not with you. What do you think will happen? Definitely you will not be able to use that particular thing. It looks simple. Maybe it's just for me to use the toilet. But because the key to access that particular thing is not there, you find yourself not being able to do that particular thing at that particular moment. And that could lead to a lot of pain. It could lead to you running up and down. You know, that was the time I traveled to Lagos, and I was right in Lagos Island. I don't know what I heard, and the thing just came like that. I was buying things right inside the Dumota, and the thing came. And I asked the guy that was selling, I said, Oga, where have you used toilet? He said, toilet foul, you go this. I said, please, I need to use the toilet now. Initially, I was forming. I was trying to hold it. I was forming. But at a point, I started sweating. My saliva started getting dry. I said, Jesus. So I asked him. He said, you have to go. He said, the one nearby, you cannot use it. But there's one that is far. So he asked his boy to lead me. And we ran there. And when I got there, oh my. You can't talk about it. But at that particular moment, I have no choice. So I have to close my eyes and enter and close my nose, close everything and try to seize my breath and quickly do the thing. This is where I'm driving at. As simple as it is, when I got to the door to enter, I was highly pressed. There was a guy sitting there saying, Egbon Elewole. Egbon, Ani Elewole. I have to pay. That pay is the key that unlocked the door for me to be able to use the thing. If I don't have the pay, I cannot unlock the door. And that is why I want us to know tonight, the secrets we'll be talking about are the things that can unlock doors to blessing, to promotion, and to things that will make you alive to become more sweeter, more enjoyable. So doors are barriers. What are doors? Doors are barriers that hinder access or prevent access. Doors are barriers that hinders what? Access or prevent access to something. And behind every door, there is always something. Praise the Lord. And the stronger the door, the greater the treasure that is behind it, or whatever is behind it. That is why when you go to the bank, they have the strong room. The strong room, not everybody have access to the strong room. Praise the Lord. Why? Because there are treasures that are stored there. So you cannot just have access. Some of the strong room, I've once seen one before, you first put one long key. There is a way you will turn the key. Then after turning the key, then you start turning some numbers. Then after turning the numbers, then there is another one that is like a lever that you have to open. Papa will understand and know what I'm talking about. Now, you open like three levels of keys before you can access what is inside. It is because there are treasures that are inside. So the stronger the door, the greater the treasures that are behind. And I tell you, there are some doors that has been militating against some people from accessing treasures that God has set before them. And those doors are going to be opened by the power of the Holy Ghost tonight in the name of Jesus. What is an open door? An open door is an unhindered access or passage to unlimited supply and sources. An open door is an unhindered access, unhindered access, unrestricted access to supply, sources, breakthrough, promotion, goodness, favor. That is open door. When you have open door, it means you can go in at any time you want, unrestricted. You can access the blessings unrestricted. You can go in anytime you want, at any moment you want, and access that which you want. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse 26, says, and I will make them, the place round about my heel, a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in a season. And there shall be what? Showers of blessings. You see, the plan of God is that we enjoy blessings. In verse 27, it said, the tree of the field shall yield our fruit, and the health shall yield our increase, and they shall be saved in their land, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is the plan of God for us. That is what God wants us to achieve. That is how He wants us to live. So, this open door gives us direct access, or in that access, to supply, sources, breakthrough, promotion, good health, good marriage, good children, everything you can think of good. That is what is behind the open door. Number two, open door means direct access to heaven's resources. Direct access. Direct unhindered access to heaven's what? Resources. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our fathers and faith enjoy access, unhindered access to the blessings of God. And that is the plan and the portion of each and every one of us. In the book of Psalm 133, verse 3, the Bible says, as the dew of Ammon, as the dew that descend upon the mountain of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessings, even forevermore. God has commanded His blessings upon us. And that is why every key that is hindering access, every door that is hindering access to the blessings of God shall be opened tonight in the name of Jesus. What are these secrets? What are the keys to open doors? Number one is violent prayers. Number one is violent prayers. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. Now there are key words in that scripture. From the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God, that is the kingdom, the people of God, suffered violence. You need to be violent. Why? Because after John the Baptist, Jesus Christ came, and the devil knows that his time is short, because Christ has come and he has restored back the power for us to remain in dominion that was lost at the Garden of Eden, has been restored back. The devil has this understanding, so he's fighting every child of the kingdom to prevent them from accessing that glorious destiny that God wants for you and I. And one of the key ways through which the devil does this is via the mind. Via the mind. Via the mind. Makes you to believe that you are not capable of doing what God has empowered you to do. And because of that, that hinders you from accessing the blessing that God has deposited in your life. And that is why we must understand this, that violence is the language that the devil understands, because the devil is a man of violence. And that is why the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and it is only the violence that shall take it by force. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the book of James chapter 5, verse 16 to 17, the Bible talks about the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Prayer is a way of communicating with God. Prayer is a vital key to open doors. Prayer is a vital key for you to open doors in your life. I want you to know that without you having the understanding and knowing how to intercede and to prevail in the place of prayer, you can become a toy in the hand of the devil. That the devil will be kicking here and there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. James chapter 4 verse 2 says, ye have not because ye ask not. Ye have not because what? Because ye ask not. Because you did not ask. That is why you have not received. The question you might be asking yourself is, if God knows that I need this thing, then why do I need to ask? Brother, the reason is because God has given you and I the dominion here on earth. We are supposed to rule here on earth. And God needs us to tell God, we give you access to into our life for you to do what you alone can do. Because God will never break his word. He will never go contrary to his principle. He has given you and I dominion. Time will not permit me to expose to you your position in Christ. Brethren, I want us to understand that we are operating from the position of victory. We are not operating from the position of the victor. Of the victim. We are operating from the position of a victor. And you must not see yourself as a victim. And as a victor, you must exercise your power in the place of prayer. Tremendous power is made available when you know how to pray. Tremendous power is made available. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall what? And ye shall find. Knock and it shall be what? And it shall be opened. You don't stay aloof and you start wishing. And you wish and wish. You can wish from now to tomorrow that you want to travel to London. If you don't have the visa, the passport, the visa, you get your ticket and you are ready to book an hotel or to engage somebody to accommodate you, you will be here in a lorry till Jesus come. Nothing will happen. Do the wishing all day. You can wish it, it cannot happen unless you take the step. And that is the same thing. If a woman that is married says, I want to have a baby, and she decides that she's not going to have anything to do with her husband and to do with any other person, I tell you, she will be there till she becomes Methuselah and she goes up. That is it. Nothing will happen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you must take the step in the place of prayer. And let me say this, violent prayer is not doing gymnastic. Violent prayer is not gymnastic prayer. That is, you are praying, then you are kicking, then the person behind you is receiving blow and kick and all that. That is not it. I am not saying when we are praying that we should be docile. You know when you say somebody is docile, that is that person is looking dull and all that. I'm not saying we should be docile. But it is not about your gymnastic. It is not about your acrobatic movement. It is about the intensity and the power that is being released as you pray. It is about praying right. It is about praying the will of God. It is about praying an effectual, fervent prayer. It is not about the acrobatic display. It is not about how wishy-washy you are doing it. In fact, you can't do a wishy-washy prayer and you expect any result, because that does not move the devil. You need to understand that there are some doors that will not open on its own. Hello? Some doors open by virtue of grace that we enjoy. Praise the Lord. I'll give you an example. There are certain things that I could easily come to Papa and ask Papa for. I don't need to pray for it. By the reason of my relationship and association with him, I can come to him and say, Papa, sir, I need this, I want this, I want it, and I will have it. I don't need to start praying and fasting about it. Praise the Lord. But there are some things that I need to pray. Forget that I'm a pastor. And fast for me to assess. Praise the Lord. And that is why Jesus Christ told the disciples, said, this one, this kind, goeth not out except with what? Prayer and fasting. It is not about you being an apostle. It's about you understanding what it takes for you to access this door. It's about you understanding what it is required. And that is why the people of the other religion, they understand what it requires to unlock certain doors, and they do it. They do it effectively. And Papa will always say, and we want to compete with them, brethren, you must understand that certain doors does not open until you engage in intense prayer. And you release the power that is in prayer for you to get those doors unlocked. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John chapter 14, verse 11 to 14, I will just quickly paraphrase that. He said, whatsoever ye ask in my name, that I will do. Whatsoever you ask. That means if you don't ask, it will not do. It's a conditional statement. If you don't ask, it will not happen. So that is why we must understand that there are some doors that will not open on their own accord. There are some doors that we open by the virtue of association, by the virtue of where you were born, by the virtue of the church you attend, by the virtue of the anointing that is present in the house. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I remember some couple of, I think about a year ago, I think there are a few of our brethren here that needed to do IT. Then in my place of work, there was no room for IT. But by the virtue of the fact that I'm there, and they are members of this church, they got a place of IT. They don't need to fast and pray for that. That is normal. Open door. It's an open door. By the virtue of relationship, association, anointing, and all that. But we are talking about opening doors permanently into certain level of blessing. It requires fervent, violent, effectual prayers. And that grace is coming upon somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. Number two is faithfulness. Faithfulness. Many Christians are fair weather Christians. You know what is fair weather? Fair weather means when everything is good, I'm there. When things are not good, I'm not there. That's why we say we have stages of levels of commitment and faithfulness. We have the dear kind of faithfulness. That is, they are swift to get away when there is danger. A deer can sense danger. Immediately there is danger, whew, off they go. We have the fair weather. The weather is cool, it's nice, there's no heat. They are there to enjoy. Everything is rosy. When it changes, they are no longer faithful. They are off. Then we have the one that are sown out, the seed faithfulness. That is, they have died to self. They have given themselves totally. They have surrendered themselves absolutely to the use of the master. That is the level of faithfulness that God demands for us. That is the level of faithfulness that unlocked door. You know, having to see faithful people nowadays is very difficult. Gone are the days when you are driving and policeman stop you and you say hello, say hi, good evening, my name is Pastor so-so-so, and so they say, oh, Sean, sir, please move. This morning, they stopped me here. And when they stopped me, they said, good morning, sir. I said, good morning. I said, can we see your driver's license? And gladly and proudly, I produced my driver's license because on it, I have Pastor so-so-so, and so. So I gave it to them. The guy looked at it and said, so you're a pastor? I said, yes, give me your particulars. Praise the Lord. And when he said that, believe you me, I don't even know where the particulars of the vehicle that I'm driving is. So I said, this car, this. I started telling plenty story. And the man looked at me and said, Oga, park. Oga, come. Then, good enough, I was able to get two of the documents and I showed it. Then the man said, okay, you can go. Then when he looked at it, he saw the address of the church on my driver's license and he said, pass. And immediately the Holy Spirit ministered to me and said, do you see where we have allowed the enemy to rubbish the name of Christ in our life by the virtue of unfaithfulness? And I quickly came and I scribbled some things in my notes. You see, we have to understand faithfulness has been lost. And that is why many doors have become shut to people. You cannot be unfaithful in little and you expect God to open doors of plenty unto you. It's not possible. It's practically impossible. See, how can you see a man that is unfaithful in another man's business and want to be successful in his own? The door of his own blessing will never come because he has been unfaithful. The book of Matthew chapter 25 from verse 14 down talks about the story of the unfaithful servant and how the master dealt with the unfaithful servant and how he dealt with the faithful one. Please, when you get up, read it. But I'm going to read the last verse there, verse 30. And he said, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. Praise the Lord. Into what? Outer darkness. And to him that was faithful, doors for more blessings were opened. Praise the Lord. If you read verse 21, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter. Hello? How do you enter without a door? You cannot enter without a door. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. The door to the joy of the Lord was open for that servant. Why? Because it was a faithful servant. Brethren, faithfulness is something that looks so small, but something that has debarred and robbed so many people of their blessing. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 20 says, a faithful man shall abound with blessing. A faithful man shall abound with what? With blessing. A faithful man will abound with blessing. Faithfulness is dependability. How dependable are you? Faithfulness brings favor. Faithfulness will open doors to God's blessings. The book of Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1 to 4. The Bible talks about the faithfulness of Daniel. And as a result of this faithfulness of Daniel, this man enjoyed open door. He had access to many kings and to many kingdoms. Praise the Lord. You cannot ascend higher position or higher promotion or higher level of blessing without faithfulness. Paul the Apostle said something in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. He said, God has counted me faithful for him to have called me into ministry. That is, without faithfulness, he would not have been called into this glorious ministry. And today we talk about Apostle Paul because he was found faithful. Brethren, it takes faithfulness for us to ascend into the level of blessing that God has desired for us. I pray the grace for faithfulness shall be open to somebody in the name of Jesus. Quickly, diligence. Number three, diligence or discipline. The two together. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29 says, see a man that is diligent in his work, he shall stand before what? Before kings. He will not stand before mean men. He will not stand before ordinary people. Lack of discipline or lack of diligence make a shipwreck of any life. If you are not diligent, you cannot open the door. You know, it takes diligence for you to even make attempt that you want to open the door. And there are some doors that it takes really hard work for you to open. It takes really diligence for you to open. I don't know if you have been there before, that you put your key into your door and you try to open it and the door will say, Mba, I'm not opening. Then you turn and turn. And you determine that I'm going to open this door, because without you accessing that door, especially if it's the kitchen door, you cannot have something to eat. So you must prevail over the door. You go and carry chisel. If you don't have chisel, you look for cutlass. You say, this door you must open. Why? Because there is something that you need that is inside. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, that is why we must understand it takes diligence. It takes diligence. You must be diligent in whatever you are doing to unlock the door to greatness. The book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 says, wherefore brethren, give diligence. Give diligence to make thy calling and election sure. Give diligence. You must give diligence. You must be diligent for you to make it sure, for you to establish it, for you to make it reality. If a woman gets to the labor world and said, I will not be diligent in pushing, nobody will congratulate her. She has to be very, at that particular moment, you don't need to preach to her. She must be diligent. Why? Because something is about to break forth. And this is the way the devil do it. When somebody is at the brink of breaking forth, that is when devil push irreversi across the person. It will push lukewarmness. I love the Yoruba version, irreversi. That is swear. The person will just go down swear like that. You know, when you are driving and the fuel finishes, the vehicle will just and we just stop. Then you, the thing will not, it will not move. Why? Because there is no fuel again. I've been there before. Praise the Lord. My wife was smiling. She was with me. I've been there before. Hallelujah. She said, what happened? I said, I don't know. I was trying to scope. Mercy, Lord. After a while, I said, it is the fuel. She said, Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But good enough, it was near a filling station. So we just went there, got fuel, and put. Brethren, that is the same thing the devil does. When you are not diligent, when you are at the point of breakthrough, it will just make sure that it drains out all the fuel that is there. And that is why prayer is important. Faithfulness is important. It is at the point of breakthrough that you become lukewarm in your duty and in your assignment. You are no longer faithful. You are no longer diligent. Brethren, watch it. Without diligence, some doors cannot open. Hard work does not kill. Ise kokin payan. Ise lo man payan. Hard work does not kill. Brethren, we are in the school of hard work and we believe in it and we practice it. If you are a lazy person, you can't stay around us. That's the truth. Sometimes ago, my wife and I were talking about myself and Papa. She said, these days, the way you and Papa are going, I think some few months ago, I don't understand. I said, you need to understand. Ashembere ni. Said, people don't rest. I said, we are just starting. The work is still far. Brethren, you must be diligent. You must be. It amazes me when you see young people wake up in the morning and they can't do anything. What they do is to pick up their phone and begin to browse nonsense. It amazes me. It amazes me when you see young people wake up in the morning. That some couple of weeks ago, I was driving down from Ilefe and somebody said, I should pass a particular route for me to eat Oshogbo quickly because I want to get back early. So I passed through a particular village and I saw young men, everybody, they were sitting down in the morning with Paco around 10. They were chewing. I said, Jehovah. Hey, see men, not even a woman. And I as in, it grieved me. I was like, I slowed down and I looked at them and said, I've been awake as early as 4 a.m. to do certain things, pray and all that. I've drove to some Oshu, some places to go look for certain things. And I'm driving back. I've worked. And yet, I'm still working. And some people are there, lazy. And you want them to enjoy open door? It's not possible. Brethren, get out. Get out of lukewarmness. Spiritually, get out. You have to be diligent in your spiritual life for you to access open door. Many don't understand the place of diligence in their spiritual. Some people, they are very diligent in their physical work. But when it comes to spiritual, they are very low. The two must be balanced. It must be balanced. You must be diligent in the place of studying of the word. You must be diligent with your spiritual life. It is your responsibility. It is your responsibility to be diligent in the place of spiritual activity. It is your responsibility. Nobody is going to do it for you. You've got to do it for yourself if you want to access the blessing that God has in store for you. And brethren, diligence does not come cheap. It comes with hard labor. It comes with sacrifice, which you must be ready to play. And that is why Apostle Peter was writing to the church. He said, wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling, that is your spiritual life, to make it sure, to make your calling and election sure. Because if you do this, then you will not fail. Praise the Lord. Number four, quickly, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. We need the help of the Holy Ghost to help us to access open door, to help us to access the purpose of God in our life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have to understand that there are certain things that we cannot do of our own power, of our own wisdom, of our own strength. We need the help of the Holy Spirit for us to access them. And that is why you must be in constant fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Pastor Ebenezer was preaching the last time. He talked about how the Holy Spirit gave him spiritual expo. And that gave him open door to the exams. And he came out successful. I've experienced it several times. I've experienced it. A couple of days ago, I was in the office. We were working, producing. And somebody entered into my office and I said, please, go and check so-so-so and so place. Something is going wrong there. One of the critical area in the manufacturing process. Go and check. Something is going wrong. And she went and she came back and said, Oga, Baole Shemo. So. I said, I don't know how I know. But as you enter, something said, this is what is happening. That is the Holy Spirit. If that thing has not been nipped in the bud, some people will collect memo, if not suspension. Praise the Lord. You see, we must understand that we have to be in constant fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and it takes diligence. That is why if you look at it, all of them are linked. It takes prayer. It takes faithfulness. It takes diligence for you to walk with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is not a lazy person. The Holy Spirit is not an unfaithful person. The Holy Spirit is a person of prayer. The Bible said the Holy Spirit maketh intercession on our behalf with groanings that cannot be uttered. That means the Holy Spirit prays with groanings. So we must see the link. We must understand that you cannot assess certain things if certain things are not in place. So the Holy Spirit is very important. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I'm reading from verse 9 to 11. But it is written, eyes have not seen nor ear heard, neither have he entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him, that loved him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. By what? By his what? His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but what? But the Spirit of God. Now we have received, not by the Spirit, small s, of the world, but by the Spirit which is of God, capital S, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. Can you see it? That we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. In other words, there are some things that you cannot access if you are not connected to the Holy Spirit. There are some things that are given to you by God that you cannot gain access to without the help of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And that is why in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 19, Paul the Apostle encouraged us. He said, quench not the Holy Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. For without him you can do nothing. The Holy Spirit is there to bring us into liberty and to enjoy the fullness of God. Praise the Lord. Number 5, where I'm going to stop because of time, is the power of faith. The power of faith. We must assess faith. Turn to your neighbor, assess faith. Faith is a mighty weapon to enjoy continual open door. What is faith? Faith, as defined in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 is what? Evidence of things not seen. Bible scholar. Praise the Lord. But before we read that, I want us to read something in Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. I'm going to read that first. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. That is faith. Faith does not look at the things that are temporal. Faith looks at the what? The things that what? That are eternal. The things that are not visible at the very moment. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You cannot live without faith as a believer. Life without faith is not life. To live in Christ is to live by faith. Galatians 2 verse 20. Life which I live by faith. The faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1 verse 17 says, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. That is, you cannot live if you don't have faith. Our faith is the victory that overcometh the world. In the book of John chapter 1 verse 5, First John chapter 5 verse 4 says, our faith is the victory that does what? That overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. First John chapter 5 verse 4. Our faith is the victory. Our faith is what gives us victory over everything that tries to challenge us. I'm going to paint a picture. I don't know if you have been, if you attended boarding house. If you're a boarding house student, you know we used to go with one big portfolio like that. That in those days, they would put key. Now, if you lost your key and your provision is inside your gari, your kulikuli, your milo, cornflakes, your margarine, your sugar, and all those things are inside, what do you think you will do? Eh? You will cry. But you have faith that that thing is still there. Then you will do everything possible because you believe that that thing is inside to break the door and to access it. There are some of my colleagues then that they are experts in breaking keys. And you go and hire them, then they will negotiate. 2 cubes, 10 cubes of sugar, 4 cubes of this, this and this. If I break kilo one, sugar, this is the one you have to, okay, negotiate, then they will break it for you. Then you assess it. Why? Because you have faith that thing, there's something inside. Brethren, until you have that kind of faith, you cannot unlock certain doors. You cannot access certain doors until you have faith. Because there are things that are treasures that are behind that door. And you must be ready to break through. Maybe it's in the area of marriage. This afternoon, a young man was talking to me, was complaining about his wife, that the wife is this, is that. I said, brethren, you are the man. Brother, you are the man. You are the man. I said, the woman will not understand the situation that is going on. You have to make her understand. He said, I've tried. I've preached faith. I said, you have not preached faith. Practice faith. Practice the faith yourself. Don't preach it. Practice it. Make it into practice. Do it. Let her see. Then she will believe you. Brethren, until you take a step of faith to get certain things done, things will not happen. And that is why faith is a key that is very pivotal. Having done the prayer, having been faithful, having been diligent, having had the help of the Holy Spirit, you must back it up with faith that yes, tomorrow is going to be glorious. You must back it up with faith that tomorrow is going to be nice. If not, you will give up on opening the doors. And every door that is closed to your breakthrough is open tonight in the name of Jesus. Via faith, you can unlock anything. Brethren, with faith, nothing is impossible. When you have faith, nothing is impossible. Praise the Lord. It is faith that motivates you to put the key into the lock to unlock the door, because you believe that that key can unlock that door. Because of that faith that you have in that small key, for example, you want to enter into your car, you have the key. Then you put it, you have the faith that when you put it into the ignition and you turn it, the engine is going to come alive and you are going to drive the car. That is the faith. Small thing. The thing is very small. But because you believe in it so much, you don't need to go and open the bonnet and connect wires to start the car. Why? Because you have faith in the key. Brethren, if only we can have faith as small as that key, we can unlock every door. Jesus Christ said, if only you can have faith like a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, be moved and be cast into the sea, and it will be so. Faith is important for us to unlock every door. I pray tonight that God will give us the grace to have the understanding of these secrets that we have shared together tonight in the name of Jesus. These secrets are deep secrets. They look simple, but they are things that can open every door that the enemy might have closed against you. Faith is what makes you to continue. The psalmist says in Psalm 27 verse 13, he said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That is faith. He said, I had fainted. I had almost given up. I've almost lost hope. I've almost forgotten that I can do it. I've almost forgotten that I can be married. I've almost given up on marriage. I've almost given up hope on achieving my own business, of building an empire for myself, of serving God, of being a useful tool in the hand of God. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and it shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I pray that God will give us the grace to wait on Him in the name of Jesus. Open door is for all those who prevail in prayers, all those who live a life of faithfulness, all those who be diligent in their spiritual life and in their physical life in righteousness, and those that have fellowship with the Holy Spirit and walk the walk of faith. I read that particular scripture to end again. Psalm 27 verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and it shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let's rise up on our feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.